Welcome to this week's edition of the High School Football Roundup Podcast for the week of Tuesday, September 25th, 2018, or more like the week ending of September 21st, 2018. I'm your host, Walter Johnson, and in this episode of the High School Football Roundup Podcast and I'll do a mid-season recap or taking a look back at the first 6 weeks of the high school football regular season here in Southwest Georgia, especially in and around the Albany area. Tried to do that as best that I can. So, not much time to waste getting right to it. And 6 weeks of the Georgia high school football regular season have come and gone, with 6 weeks of it still to come. So, what has been learned so far in this 2018 during these first 6 weeks. And I'm going to move right along to find out. And obviously starting with the Lee County Trojans and the Pelham Hornets. And one of the few teams here in our area that are still undefeated. And the Trojans are 6-0 on the season. I mean, made that 5-0. And the Trojans had last week off, and just a couple of weeks ago, Lee County stopped Southwest Macon 50-3 for their homecoming. Check that, make that 50-0. 50-0. So Lee County over Southwest Macon. And so far, Lee County has given up very few points. And the Trojans, the defending Class 6A state champions, have outscored their opponents 214 to 16. I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, just unbelievably mind blowing. I mean, through the first five games of this 2018 high school football season, a team like the Lee County Trojans only managed to give up 16 points. And I mean, and as for the Pelham Hornets out of GHSA Region 1 Single A, or 1-1A, for anyone that can pronounce it that way. And Pelham's has done a good job of keeping their opponents off the scoreboard for the most part. As a matter of fact, the Hornets have held their first four opponents scoreless through the first four games, and they actually outscored them 226-0, 226-0. But in last week's win over the Miller County Pirates out of Colquitt, Georgia, some 40 plus miles or so southwest of Albany, Pelham finally gave up their first points of 2018, and the Hornets allowed several touchdowns in an eventual 63-20 victory, and the first points Pelham gave up all year was actually a scoop and score, and which is an amazing in and of itself. And Lee County has just one more non-region game this season, and they'll be hitting the road heading into Eastern Georgia, to Thompson, Georgia, to face the Thompson Bulldogs out of GHSA. I think it's region 3-4A, I believe. Yes, 3-4A, and it's a and that's in the Augusta area. And other teams in that league include Baldwin out of Milledgeville, seeing a couple of Augusta schools, and Cross Creek and Richmond Academy in Burke County, which is just south of Augusta, Richmond County. And believe it or not, Baldwin's the only non-Augusta area school. So Baldwin is in Milledgeville, Georgia, much closer to Macon than it is to Augusta. although it was on that fall line freeway, you know, which for whatever reason, and just you know, hasn't been built yet. And but getting back to the high school football, and Lee County will head to Thompson this week, and then have another week off and then open region play at north side of Warner Robins on October 12th in Middle Georgia. And as for Pelham and the Hornets, will be back in action at home against Stewart County. And seeing Stewart County, believe it or not, got off to a hot start at 2-0 with wins over Glaxcott County, 33-22, and Randolph Clay, 33-0. And then, but the Royal Knights have already lost. The Royal Knights have lost 3 in a row. So, and Stewart County's over September, believe it or not, and scored just 12 points while giving up 134 points during that three-game skid. But moving right along, and while the Lee Counties and the Pelhams of the world have cruised a fast 5-0 start so far, and the three JHSA teams in Albany have had their ups and downs so far in this 2018 season, and the Monroe Tornadoes currently hold the best overall record among the city's three squads at 3-3. Overall, and the West followed by the Westover Patriots at 2-3, rounded out by the winless Darty Trojans at 0-5, and hard to believe. And going into the reaching that halfway point of the regular season, and first year head coach Olton Downs already has 2 wins for the Patriots, and while across the river in East Albany. And the Trojans are still looking for win number one under their rookie head coach, Damian Gary. And while Monroe might have the best overall record among the three GHSA teams here in Albany, and in the race for the City of Albany Championship, the mythical City of Albany Championship, Westover has the edge there. And with the Patriots knocking off the Tornadoes 26-6, that was back on August 31st. So closing in on 1 full month ago since Westover defeated Monroe quite handily. And the loss to Westover started a 3-game losing streak for Monroe. And that streak was snapped, ironically, with a close 20-15 win over Darty last week. So Monroe finishes play against their City of Albany arch rivals with 1 win to Darty and 1 loss to Westover. And Westover, of course, is 1-0 in the race for the city championship. And Westover will face Darty at Hugh Mills Stadium on Friday, October 9th. So anyone that's listening there and wants to watch that game, and I think right now would be a good time to mark their calendars. And I'm going to, and Darty and Westover both have the week off for this week, and while Monroe will travel to Brunswick, try to go into Region 1-3 play on October 12th on a winning note. And the Tornadoes will try to shoot for back-to-back wins against the Class 6A Pirates. And speaking of Brunswick, and they're 2-3 overall. And Brunswick's only win so far came at McIntosh County Academy, 49-37 on August 31st. And then after being shut out by Camden County, 37-0 the week before. And last week, the Pirates outlasted New Hampstead, a relatively new school out of the Savannah area. Final score there was 31-27. And the Pirates will have Monroe of Albany coming to town and this week. And I'm going to move on again. And how about the region races stacking up? So in some of the regions here in Southwest Georgia, and I won't begin their region schedules or region play for at least the next couple of weeks. And, however, at least a couple of regions have already started region play in earnest. So, this is heading into the last week of September, the last week of this month, and fall officially began, by the way, in late Saturday night, going into Sunday morning. So, and I think the fall officially began at around 9:54 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Saturday, September 23rd, 2018, for those that are interested in that. But let's focus on the region standings and see how some of these leagues with teams in our area stack up going into week six. And starting Region 1-6A with the defending Class 6A state champion, Lee County Trojans, and Lee County is 5-0. And the Trojans from Leesburg were off last week. And Coffey's the only other undefeated team in 1-6A at 5-0. And those two teams meet in Douglas, Georgia on November 2nd, and what could be a potential battle for the region crown, and both teams could very well end up being undefeated, and all the other teams in Region 1-6A have at least three losses. They got Northside of Warner Robins at 3-3, Houston County and Valdosta at 2-3, and it's very clear, however, that Coffey and Lee County or the cream of the crop in 1-6A right now. So it wouldn't surprise me to see those teams square off for the region title. And both teams end up being undefeated, both as far as overall and or region play. But or at least have one, who knows, one of those teams can have at least one loss. And Lee County still has to face Valdosta, a team that the Trojans have never beaten in their program history. So who knows? This year, 2018, could be the year, if only happens, that Lee County defeats Valdosta for the first time ever. And moving on to Region 1-4A. And Carver of Columbus and Cairo are both tied for first place in this 9-team league. And got the Tigers under first-year head coach Corey Joyner and the former head coach at Daugherty. And sitting at 5-0. And Carver Columbus is the only team in Region 1-4A as far as that's undefeated as far as overall record at 5-0 overall. And Cairo's 3-2 overall. But both teams are tied for first place in the region at 3-0. And you got the American Sumter Panthers dropping into sole possession of first place in the region 1-4A. Or sole possession of third place, I should say, in region 1-4A. After losing a tough one to Hardaway up in Columbus last week, 23-20. It was the Panthers' first region loss of 2018 and the first such loss under first-year head coach Larry Harold. and your really tough loss. And Columbus High fell into sole possession of fourth place after losing to Carver of Columbus 44-28. So that leaves Columbus at 2-2 overall, 1-1 in region, and American Scepter after the loss to Hardaway fell to 2-3 overall, 2-1 in region 1-4A. So if the season we're in right now, your top four teams will look like this: Carver, Columbus, and Cairo tied for first place in the region at 3-0. American Sumter 2-1 in region. Columbus is 1-1. And then you got Westover in a four-way tie for fifth place with Northside Columbus, Shaw, and Hardaway all at 1-2 in the region. Hardaway's 3-2 overall. Shaw's 2-2. Overall, Westover and Northside Columbus, 2-3 overall. And then Daugherty of Albany bringing up the rear. Winless in region play at 0-3 and 0-5 in the region. So, and for Westover, if they were to make their first playoff appearance since 2014, there's obviously more margin for error. And when they come back from their bye week, they still have to face Shaw. They have to face Shaw at Humil Stadium and then go to Columbus to face Carver. That's on October 12th. And the Shaw game's on Friday, October 5th. And followed by the Carver game in Columbus at Memorial Stadium on October 12th. And then on October 19th, they'll face Daugherty. And they could still win a city championship there, the Albany City Championship there, and they beat Daugherty. And then we'll play their final two games of the regular season on the road, going to America Sumter on October 26th. And then we'll wrap things up on Thursday, November 1st at Hardaway. So it looks like Westover is going to have to run the table if they're going to make the playoffs for the first time in several years. So, it'll be interesting to see how head coach Olton Downs and the Westover Patriots go in the rest of the season going forward. And before moving on to Region 1-3A, and for those fans in that league, they're already looking ahead to a potential showdown for the region championship. Cairo will play host to Carver on Friday, October 19th. And I wouldn't be surprised at this point, but both teams are still unbeaten in region play at least by the time they finally square off at West Thomas Stadium on the campus of Cairo High School in Cairo, Georgia. From just north of the Florida border, some 15-20 miles from the Florida border. And you see, in Cairo, keep in mind, has lost twice so far to begin the season. Lost a heartbreaker to Thomasville 15-14, and also lost 15-7 to Bainbridge. And as promised, I'm moving on to Region 1-AAA now. And the Crisp County Cougars, as well as the Monroe Tornadoes from right here in Albany, both share this region's best overall record, or records, at 3-3. With the Cook Hornets out of Adel, Georgia, sitting at 2-4, while the Worth County Rams from Sylvester, Georgia, sit at 1-4. 2 weeks ago, though, the Rams won their first game since Veterans Day, Friday, November 11th, 2016. As they outlasted Rutland of Macon 22-16, and the win over the Hurricanes snapped the 15-game losing streak for the Rams that dated all the way back to that second Friday night in November. And the Rams rolled past Southeast Bullock 35-7 in the first round of the GHSA Class 3A playoffs, or AAA playoffs, before being eliminated by Greater Atlanta Christian in the second round. And the really important thing to keep in mind here is that There are only just four teams in GHSA Region 1, 3A. And only three of these teams will be assured of a playoff berth, with the fourth place team being thrown into a pool of seven fifth place teams from regions 2 through 8 for the at-large playoff berth. And having said that, though, every game is going to count when region play starts on Friday, October 12th. So that's 3 weeks in a row of a region play. So for Monroe, they go to Brunswick this week to wrap up non-region play. Then they have a bye week. And then region play starts on Friday, October 12th, traveling to Cordial, Georgia to face Chris County up in the Cougar Den. Then back-to-back home games at Humil Stadium to close out the regular season. And the Tornadoes play host to Cook on Thursday, October 18th, and that could prove to be a big game there. And then October 26th, the Tornadoes wrap up the 2016 regular season at home against the Worth County Rams. So, and again, keep in mind, only four teams in Region 1 AAA, which translates into only three region contests. So, obviously, and the three teams that do automatically advance to the playoffs, and for those three teams, they would have to win at least one region contest in order to guarantee themselves a postseason berth. And so there's no team in that league at this point that really stands out. And talking about Region 1 AAA. So it'll be interesting to see how these next few weeks will pan out for Cook and Crisp County, Monroe and Worth County. And as far as our region play goes. And last but not least, taking a look at GHSA Region 1 Single A. And Pelham set at 5-0 overall and 4-0 in the region. And the Mitchell County Eagles at 4-1 overall and 4-0 in region are currently tied for the lead in Region 1 Single A, hanging into the final week of this month in September. And just like Lee County and Coffee in Region 1 6A, both the Hornets and the Eagles could find themselves on a potential collision course for the Region 1 Single A crown to finish the regular season on Friday, November 2nd. And the Pelham-Mitchell County game will be played down in Pelham, Georgia on Friday, November 2nd. So that could... And Mitchell County's only loss came to Class AA Brooks County right at the beginning of the season. And the Eagles from Camilla have won 4 in a row since then. And the Eagles have scored at least 40 or more points in their 4 wins. Whereas in their loss to Brooks County. And the Trojans out of Quitman, Georgia, won easily 43-6. And to wrap up this edition of the High School Football Roundup podcast, and just go around the region, or the Southwest Georgia Network coverage area. So we're starting in Region 1-7A in Colgate County, and roll past Grayson in front of a statewide television. Their worldwide TV audience on GPB, winning 26-14 over Grayson up in Gwinnett County. And Lowndes rolled all over Valdosta, 71-35 in the Wintersville Classic. And the most points Lowndes has scored in a long time. And next week's action, Bainbridge at Tift County, Glen Academy at Camden County, Alcovy at Colquitt County. in Ware County Visits Lowndes, in Region 16A. Really not much action. Let's see, we mentioned coffee. Coffee at 6-0. And the Trojans out of Douglas, Georgia got there by crushing Chamblee out of the Metro Atlanta area, 53-0. Already mentioned Lowndes winning over Valdosta, 71-35. An amazing final score there. And in the battle for bragging rights in International City in Warner Robins, Georgia, it was the last year's Class 5A state runners-up, the Demons of Warner Robins High, all over north side of Warner Robins, 39-34. And not much action. And 1-6A, in addition to Lee County visiting Thompson, it'll be Houston County taking on Warner Robins. And we just go to 1-5A. And the Bainbridge Bearcats getting shut out at home by Crisp County, 23-0. Three straight losses for the Bearcats. Harris County over north side of Columbus, 49-31. And Brooks County losing to Thomas County Central, 24-14. And the Yellow Jackets under first-year head coach Ashley Henderson, now 4-1 on the season. Same record as Warner Robins and veterans, now 6-0. Best start in that program's short history. And the Warhawks out of Kathleen, Georgia, outlasted Perry 31-24. And we already mentioned Warner Robins defeating north side of Warner Robins 39-34. Only a couple of days games there. Tiff County at Bainbridge and Houston County taking on Warner Robins. And the 1-4A slate. Doherty and Westover. Let's see. And Cairo beat Westover 27-25 last week. And Westover fell behind early in that game, in that Thursday night game at Humil Stadium, 27-3 going into the fourth quarter. And the Patriots scored 22 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. And then had a chance to at least force Cairo into either taking a knee once they got the ball, playing for overtime, or kicking a field goal. Pitching a walk-off winning game, winning walk-off game, winning field goal. But on the 2-point conversion attempt, and the pass was intercepted, and Cairo held on for a 27-25 victory. That was last Thursday, September 20th, and then Friday, September 21st games. Carver of Columbus, 44-28 win over Columbus High to go to 5-0 overall, 3-0 in Region 1-4A. Hardaway over America Sumter, as mentioned earlier, 23-20. And Harris County at a Region 1-5A, handing north side of Columbus three straight losses with a 41-39 victory. And north side, after starting 2-0, has now dropped to 2-3 overall. And Doherty losing to Monroe. Doherty still looking for win number one under new head coach Damian Gary. Trojans dropped to 0-5 overall, 0-3 in Region 1-4A. And this week's games, another Thursday night game, Shaw faces Hardaway. And that game could obviously will have a huge impact on the region race as far as the which teams might get in the playoffs. And Friday, September 28th. And the Cairo Syrup Makers will play host to Columbus High. And then the Syrup Makers of Cairo will be the only non-Columbus team within the region that's in action this week. And you got an all-Columbus battle between Carver and Northside. So can head coach Corey Joyner and company remain undefeated, or can Northside snap that three-game losing streak? I guess that question, either one of those questions, will be answered on Thursday night. And how about the Region 1-3A. Already mentioned Chris County crushing Cook on the road, 23-0. And Munro over Daugherty, 2015. And Thomasville over Cook, 49-20. And this week's action, you got Munro visiting Brunswick, and then Cook. And again, losing to Thomasville, 49-20. Hosting Berrien, and the Hornets out of Adel, Georgia, will try to snap four-game losing streak since starting 2-0. And the Worth County Rams, after snapping a 15-game skid a couple of weeks ago against Rutland, will try to make it the two straight wins when they travel to Fitzgerald to take on the Purple Hurricanes. And see, move on to JHSA Class AA, Region 1 AA. And scores there. Berrien over Brantley County, 19-6. And Early County picking up a big win over Tallahassee on the road in Alabama. Tallahassee, spelled T-A-L-L-A-S-S-E-E. Tallahassee or Tallahassee. Not to be confused with Tallahassee, Florida. Anyways, Early County won that game 20-13. And also, I mentioned earlier, Brooks County losing for the second time in five tries, 24-14 to Thomas County Central. Also, Thomasville going to 4-1 overall with a 49-20 rout of Cook. And seeing Berrien, Early County, and Thomasville all share the best overall record in 1-2A at 4-1, and Brooks County Fitzgerald 3-2. So this week's games in Region 1-2A got Best Academy at Brooks County, Berrien Cook, Thomasville Chris County, and Early County heading across the Chattahoochee River into Alabama again, this time taking on Dothan and Worth County. Fitzgerald in 1-A. And the scores there. Then last Thursday, September 20th, in Polatola Charter, dropping to 0-5 with a 35-12 loss to Ace Charter, or the Academy of Classical Education in Macon, Georgia, 35-12. And this is Ace's first year of action. And Friday night games, Chattahoochee County defeated Seminole County 22-13, and a little bit of a surprise there. I already mentioned Pelham winning easily 63-20 over Miller County. And it was, however, this is the first time Pelham has given up any points in Terrell County over Calhoun County 22-12. And then a Saturday night game, Mitchell County, a 50-0 winner over Stewart County. That was on Saturday, September 22nd. And this week's lineup, Miller County's at Chattahoochee County, and Patola Charter heading up into the Metro Atlanta area to face Cross Keys, a member of Region 5-5A, or Quinte, as some people like to call it. Quinte is short for quintuple. And Patola Charter's at Cross Keys, and Patola Charter is playing a non-region schedule this year, which means we will not be eligible for the playoffs. Stewart County's at Pelham, Randolph County at Bacon and Charter, Seminole County at Terrell County, and also Atkinson over Lanier County, 56-26 last week. This is the Region 2-1A scores. Atkinson County over Lanier County, 56-26. Chalton County over Turner County, 35-7. Clinch County over Wilcox County, 36-12. And Irwin County ran its record to 5-0 by running over Terrell Care County 54-0. And let's see, this week's games, Atkinson County at Clutch County, Charlton County, Irwin County. And both of those teams tied for first place in the region at 2-0. And Turner County visits Lanier County. And Telfair County visits Wilcox County. And finally, let's see, we get to the GISA. And Deerfield Windsor from here in Albany was off last week. And in the other action, Heritage handed Southland its first loss of the season. And the Golden Raiders out of America's fall 15-14 in Tift area, now 4-0 on the season, after rolling past Loganville Christian 49-14. And this week's lineup has Creekside, And Brookwood will, at 4-1 overall, will visit Heritage up in Noonan, Georgia. And Deerfield Windsor Knights heading up to Duluth, Georgia and Gwinnett County in Metro Atlanta, taking on Notre Dame Academy. Not to be confused with that Notre Dame up in Indiana. And Valwood, 4-1 overall, will travel to Tift Area Academy. And the Panthers out of tiny Chula, Georgia in northern Tift County will try to stay undefeated. And it's an amazing, what's happened in with a GISA in GISA Region 3, AAA, I should say. And going into this week's action, all four of those teams have a amazing combined overall record of 15 wins against only 4 losses. And Tift area, however, is the only undefeated team left in that league. And one more stop to make, which is GISA Class AA. Gatewood rolled past Westwood 42-6. Southwest Georgia Academy at Damascus, Georgia, now 5-1 on the season after rolling past Piedmont Academy 44-7. And Terrell Academy out of Dawson, Georgia, 35-0 winner over Flint River Academy. And two games there this week in GISA, involving GISA Region 3 AA teams. Crisp Academy will travel to Woodbury, Georgia, in the west central part of the state, face Crisp Academy. And Terrell Academy is at home against Gatewood out of Eatonton, Georgia. And Gatewood sitting at 4-1 overall. And on that note, and that's going to wrap up this edition of the High School Football Roundup podcast for the week of Tuesday, September 25th, 2018 or 2018. And as always, you can follow the Southwest Georgia Network online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. Also follow on Twitter at SWGA Network. And this has been your host, Walter Johnson, saying thank you for listening. Have a good week, and may your favorite team win.